you got to trust the instincts of, a cat. He was born in a storm drain. He got out. He's now here. He started in a storm drain. Had to get
Well,
out the storm drain. Yeah.
he hasn't forgotten his roots.
No. He had
He
to
might
make it
be
to a shelter.
living in the life of luxury, but he hasn't forgotten his roots.
He had to go from a storm drain. Then he had to go to a shelter. And he had siblings. He had some sisters that were there when I got there. It was him and two sisters, right? And he had to fucking, it's like Survivor. He had to outwit, outlast, outplay, except he wanted to get voted off that island. The goal is to leave. And he did. He got out. I picked him because of his guile, because of his charisma, because he's a fucking survivor.
That's right. Are you telling me he's liking his cousins, the lion cousin?
Saying he has the wisdom to lay off this game.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was going one direction. Sorry.
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. And tonight, I am so excited to be hanging out with an old friend, because the last few weeks I've been making new friends, and making new friends is fine sometimes, and making new friends is not fine sometimes, and that's okay. We live and we learn. But I'm very excited to be with our most prolific guest in the history of the podcast, my good friend Troy, who's joining us. And Troy is joining us in an old friend capacity. Of course, Troy is known for his deeply researched takes and lengthy analysis. So, Troy, welcome to Taking the Over. It's glad to have you back. How are you doing, man?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me again. I could tell the last couple shows you felt maybe it sounded like you felt a little sterile. The guys, it was very professional, but you could tell that you wanted to get a little bit weird.
Yeah,
you didn't really indulge. So I'm here to enable you. I want
Thank
you to get
you.
weird.
Thank you. Because yeah, I think you texted me and you're like, man, you're like, you weren't stoned on that show. And I was like, oh, no, I was still stoned. I mean, it was just, business, Yeah. And, oh, dude, look, this podcast is brought to you by the LSU Ag Center, right?
As always.
And their corporate partner, whatever, I think it's called Wellcana. We are 30 milligrams and, more on the sponsor tonight. So, thank you. Thank you, medical science. Very excited about that, but no, it's been different. I mean, this show, I think in my opinion, I find it most enjoyable when I'm sharing, the space with, good friends. And so, hopefully we'll get into a little bit tonight, man. I did bad last week. Had a bad week. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It didn't have anything to do with the Saints, did it?
Well, actually, it did. I tied my fortunes to the Saints, and that was dumb. I took for granted that the Saints and their coaching staff and their preparation would go all the way to like Sunday, the game and during the game. And go, oh, wait, we don't really have anybody to make blocking assignments pre-snap today. That we just overlooked that. That won't be happening today. And that was bizarre. And and Sean Payton said, it's on us, it's the coaches. So, you don't even have to read between the lines. But yeah, my fortunes were tied to the Saints.
Imagine if you were in a coma for the last week, You left the world thinking the Saints were on top of the world, and then you came back to, oh, they did what? And the Superdome's on fire?
And the Superdome's on fire. Yeah, it's weird. Bro, it's it feels third world out there right now. You know, like, let's just look at New Orleans, okay? There's no trash pickup. My buddy, Hold the Mayo, he's always talking about, like, his internet is nothing at Cox. Like, they can't even give him internet. It's just garbage. They charge him an arm and a leg. Power was down. Power's back up. The city council is trying to muscle up to fucking Entergy. And Entergy's like, okay, well, we'll just leave. We'd rather not be here anyway.
Right.
Figure something out. No problem. You know, it's like when you look at a breakdown of a society, it starts with like essential services being gone. I don't know this part out. Why the fuck would you live in New Orleans? Like, basic services are not there. It's insane to me.
I don't get it.
No. Saints didn't do well. I didn't do well. The cat did better.
But they had every excuse, you know? They had, what, 8 coaches out?
Yeah, COVID football. Yeah. I'm not mad at the Saints. I'm not mad at the Saints at all.
10 Look, starters?
As a fan, I was not and am still not mad at the Saints. And hats off to the Panthers. Hey, Panthers, keep pounding. You know, yeah. Fucking whatever, dude.
Yeah, they're going to win again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the Panthers are in real good shape, man. Panthers, come to find out, they're a good team, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. So, the cat did better than I did. I mean, like I said, I went 1-7. I'm now 21-21 on the year with that, okay? So I'm straight 500. Okay. The cat went 6-5 overall because he went 2-3 last week. So Uncle Baby Billy is like on it. You know what I mean? He's a little over 500%. And so, I'm off right now. I'm afraid to go out and make bets this week.
Well, maybe you were getting a little too analytical. Maybe you got to let it just go with your gut this week.
Well, you know what my gut's telling me this week?
It get weird.
But the gut's telling me don't stop
trust
betting.
Uncle Baby Billy.
Don't stop betting, right? If you don't trust yourself, you should trust the cat. I am going to trust Uncle Baby Billy.
Good.
All of my bets this week are going to be his picks, and he made his picks this afternoon. And I'll taking the over exclusive. Uncle Baby Billy's picks are coming up tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think I'm very excited about his picks this week. Actually, I think he did a really good job. Before we get into that, and I do want to talk about Uncle Baby Billy at length, all right? Little gambling update, little sports gambling news. Sports gambling update, of course, let's talk about the start date. I had somebody in the industry, boots on the ground in the industry, tell me October is when the retail is going to start. And then I had I think it was then reported by a small paper out of like Houma or something, or fucking somewhere like that. I don't even know if they have papers in Houma right now. It wasn't the big boys. Somebody else reported that, October retail going to be a while on the apps. And this all got slowed down because the state troopers that were investigating the backgrounds of the app people had to work the hurricane. And so that is the hurricane is, in fact, going to slow things down. I'm hearing anything from October 1 to any point in October for you can walk in a casino, walk in a horse track, and place a bet at a retail spot. Going to be a while on the apps. And then, when you're ready to walk into a Chili's or an Applebee's or a Piccadilly, and access a fucking kiosk, that's going to be another year before those criminals get their act together. So anyway, October 1, retail starts, maybe. Definitely in October, you'll be able to walk in a casino or a horse track. It's going to be probably a couple months after that for the apps, which sucks because that's the best one. And then it'll probably be another year before you can walk into a Piccadilly or an Applebee's and place a bet at a kiosk. It's going to take those criminals about a year to get their act together. What's weird, there was also some other gambling news reported this week. Troy, in this past, was, or since the last episode, Caesars is now the sponsor, of course, of the Superdome. We already knew that. They're now the official sports wagering partner of LSU Athletics.
What does that mean?
I read all the details. Okay. I read all the details. Because I was like, wait a minute. If a student athlete gambles, they're done. Why would you do that? And LSU is the second school to do it after the University of Colorado. It's crazy to me. It's just greed, dude. Here's the thing. I'm actually, you know what's funny? Tell you a little bit about myself that you probably already know. When I was younger and was really, really boozing hard, you know, like full-blown booze hard guy.
Right.
I didn't like to drink on New Year's Eve.
What was the reasoning?
You know, they say it's like amateur night. It's like all the people that don't normally drink are going to be boozing hard. They're going to be driving. They don't usually drink and drive. It's like, it's just dangerous out. I hated it.
Sure.
It feels like with this looming legalization of Louisiana sports gambling, it's going to be obnoxious. It's going to be too much. It's going to be in your face. You're going to be like, whoa. Just wait.
Oh, I bet. I keep getting updates on the local casinos here in Lake Charles. LeBurs is going to have a Barstool theme.
Barstool and LeBurs. Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Right.
And yeah, I got a buddy. Like,
wait at least 3 months, I think, before I even go in there because it's going to be insane.
It's going to be insane. I mean, dude, it's nice to get in there, make your thing, and go do something else. You know, I mean, it all depends. Who knows? I mean, yeah, your peak times. It's going to be, but it's going to be everywhere. And so I was talking about like Caesars, you know, they've got Superdome, obviously. Then at the LSU announcement, Caesars was announced as the official sports gambling sponsor of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, The Advocate, and NOLA.com also this week. And this is weird. And also, like, you know, Zach Ewing, who's the director of NOLA.com's or bet.NOLA.com, came on the show. Super nice guy. I really, really like and admire him. And he's good at what he does a lot. This is not like talking shit. It's weird for me for a newspaper to be sponsored by a gambling interest. How can you report on gambling if you are sponsored by one of the big players?
I don't know. That's a good point. I keep seeing a lot of the ads. They've been everywhere lately.
It's just getting started. It's going to be too much. And then to take it a step further, what you're going to see, and what I've had to realize the hard way, I started a podcast dedicated to sports gambling because I love sports gambling. I love it. I enjoy it. It's fun. I enjoy it like it's an entertainment, fun thing. My appreciation and like the energy that I put into it is so rare in the realm of sports wagering media. You know, Barstool's going.
Why do you think it's just
greed. It's just money. Everybody wants to monetize it.
Right.
You know, it's like one guy on Twitter that I follow that's the best sports wagering Twitter guy. His name's Patrick Everson, and he wants to report it. And dude, he's you know, with props.com, he doesn't know me from a hole in a wall. I want to get him on. If you're going to follow like one person on Twitter, go find Patrick Everson and follow him and tell him I sent you there. I think he was with covers.com, now he's with props.com. But all he just wants to report it. And he just gives you news. And he's not trying to sell you anything other than himself and his information about. He'll tell you where the smart money is. He'll tell you where the public is. He talks to sports book guys at the biggest places. He lives in Vegas. He does this every day. It's the best source of information. He'll tell you what the smart people are doing, and he'll tell you what the public's doing. They call the smart people the sharps. So, you know, Right. Last week I went 1-7. I looked at my card. I hadn't investigated what the sharps were doing, what the smart money was doing in Vegas, and I made my picks, and I found myself on the opposite end of almost every smart pick, and my heart sank. That's why I went 1-7. But there's so few people that want to give you good information. Everybody's trying to fucking sell you something. Barstool Sports is no longer a content provider. It's a vehicle for gambling. They were bought by a gambling company. Everything you see out of them now is gambling. Because they're more interested in driving you to the LaBerge. Yeah.
I used to listen to a lot of Barstool podcasts. But I can't tell you the last time I listened to something like Pardon My Take.
I got like one Pardon My Take in the last 6 months. And I was like, yeah, I used to listen to Pardon My and it's like, Pat McAfee's on the Peyton Manning, Eli Manning thing Monday night, and he's doing this bit where he's like, yeah, okay, dude, we get it. You bet on the Packers. But he's not doing that like team. He's doing that because he has a gambling sponsor. You know, so, and I'm not saying gambling sponsorship is bad. I'd love to sign up with FanDuel. I'd love to sign up. I mean, I'd be honored. It'd be amazing. I'm not nearly even close enough to being there yet.
Because we all like just, money.
We all like money. Right. Right.
We can,
I'm not going to say go make these, but yeah, whatever.
Billy Gunn has a price.
Yeah, all right. I do have a price for sure. But it's like what I'm trying to sell here is that I love it and that I care about it. And what seems like what most people out there are trying to sell is fucking, you know, they want your money at some point. It's weird. It's so weird. And so it was. It's disheartening. Like, it kind of feels like Back to the Future 2. You know, when Marty goes to the future and fucking Biff got the thing and there's just like that big casino in the middle of town. That's what it's starting to feel like. And like you said, you're seeing the ads everywhere. We haven't even gotten there yet. I hadn't even started yet.
Honestly, I think I'm going to stay away from the apps. I think I'll just stick to like brick and mortar, you know.
Beyond what I'm, you know, of course I am going to bet with the cap this week, right? But beyond that, I'm putting money aside. I hit this fitness goal to where I've unlocked the first prize level that I set for myself. So
okay,
the tattoos are beginning.
Tattoos?
I've interviewed 3 tattoo artists in the last couple of days. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to do some really elaborate Alex Gray collage sleeve.
Okay.
But the more and more that I think about it, I really just want, when I say so long and thanks for all the fish, does that mean anything to you? Like,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Why did I even have to ask? Right. I want, like, you know, at the end of a Warner Brothers cartoon, their little Porky Pig would pop out and go, "That's all, folks," right?
Right, yeah.
I want, like, the Warner Brothers rings, but I want, like, a dolphin popping out of the middle. And instead of the dolphin popping out of the middle and saying, "That's all, folks," I want the dolphin, that same font that you'd have with Looney Tunes, I want it to say, "So long, and thanks for all the fish."
Thanks for all the fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I do believe that dolphins are a higher intelligence. I do. I don't think that's weird. I don't even think that's a crazy thing to say. I think that dolphins are a higher intelligence.
I don't know how to respond. Sorry.
And I mean, the premise that's given in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is that they're building this highway through space, and they're going to have to demolish the Earth for this intergalactic highway, and the dolphins, being this advanced species, know in advance that this is going to happen, so they vanish ahead of time, and they left a note behind for the humans that said, "So long and thanks for all the fish." And then the story goes on a little bit further, but I don't want to spoil Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right? But dolphins got out ahead of the Earth, you know, being destroyed for the intergalactic superhighway, and they said, "So long and thanks for all the fish." I feel like we're close to
in reality now. Are the dolphins actually going to leave, or are they an analogy for like the Jeff Bezos and those guys who are just going to actually leave?
I don't trust the ethics. I don't trust the business ethics of Bezos. And I trust the business ethics of Dolphins more than I trust the business ethics of like the Bezos and the Musks.
Agreed.
And, so, I mean, I'm placing all my faith in Dolphins pretty much.
Okay.
From a body art perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
They seem kind of sweet.
And then like mix some Alex Gray shit into that somehow.
Yeah. Well, I hope you win enough to make it super elaborate.
I'm not putting a lot of money into gambling. I'm putting more money into making my so long and thanks for all the fish tattoos super elaborate. We got an exciting week of football. Right. And
do we?
Interesting information reported by, again, Everson over on Twitter. The underdogs were 11-5 last week, Troy Bailey.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think I knew that. And I was looking at this week's slate and I'm like, I don't really like a lot of underdogs this week. So I'm conflicted. The cat did, really.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Wook. And by the way, I'll sometimes may refer to the cat as Wooks or Dr. Wook. He has a lot of names. He liked the underdogs this week. We've got a full slate of underdogs. All right. Thursday night football. Big dick Carolina Panthers. Keep pounding. Carolina's traveling to Houston. Carolina with their 2-0 record is going to be 8-point favorites in this game on the road. Houston was the one bet that I hit last week, I want to say. And it was on the strength of Tyrod Taylor, who's now on the injured reserve list. So Davis Mills is going to be starting. What the fuck? Over-under on this game is 43. Troy, I am just going to watch that game and enjoy thinking about the words keep pounding.
Exactly. You said 8 points, Carolina's favorite?
8 points, yeah. Carolina.
Yeah, I don't think I would touch it, but I'm very confident Carolina would win that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they'll have cool uniforms since it's Thursday night. Maybe they'll wear pretty colors.
But Houston has only lost to Cleveland. I know it's only 2 weeks.
And defeated Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Jacksonville's the next game on my slate. We're talking early Sunday games now. Jacksonville's hosted people in the lovely confines of Jacksonville. They're hosting Arizona. Arizona's coming in, and they, with their 2-0 record, have made Jacksonville 7.5-point home underdogs. Over-under on this game is 51.5. I watched some of this Arizona-Minnesota game. It felt like one of those old, like, West Texas shootouts, like late
it was close,
Saturday
right?
night. Yeah, well, yes, and Minnesota missed a chip shot field goal at the end of the game and lost. But, it was like they raced to like 60 points and then they kind of sat down. Both teams, it was crazy though. They got to 60 like quick. 51.5. You know, I don't know if Jacksonville can keep up with that, but Arizona, man, Kyler Murray's not hurt yet. And while he's running around being Kyler Murray, they're just something else.
I was thinking about that today, asking myself, like, do I think Kyler Murray will last the season longer or Ben Roethlisberger? Like, if you had to bet on one of those two, who would make it further into the season, who would you pick?
Oh, yeah, Roethlisberger's saying he can't, like, bend over and fucking tie his shoes right now.
Right, but he's probably done the season, so he's taking every magic juice shot he can get, right? But so he would play through anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any benefit to fucking telling people excruciating details about your injury, by the way. Notice Belichick never does that.
Maybe it helps your teammates. Like, I'm suffering through this.
Okay, you can tell your teammates. Don't tell the whole fucking world. Tell your teammates. Right. Don't tell the world. Right. Indianapolis is traveling to Tennessee. Tennessee's a 5.5-point home favorite. 48.5 is the total on this game. I've been having missing Indy spreads by half a point because I'm accurate in my forecasting that Indy sucks this year.
Right, but they have played Seattle and the Rams.
Yeah, they have. They have. And Wentz is hurt, which I think that
is in their favor.
Yes. Starting to crack already. Week right. Two. You got anything on this one, Indy and Tennessee?
No, I do like it. It was Tennessee by 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like Tennessee in this one. I'll take the 5.5. That was one of my favorite teams I liked.
You know, like I said, I've been enjoying betting against Indy and sometimes winning and sometimes losing. But I'm showing discipline this week. I want my so long and thanks for all the fish tattoo. So I'm only going to bet with the cat, and he didn't take this game. Baltimore is traveling to Detroit. Baltimore is a 7.5-point favorite on the road in Detroit. Total on this game is 49.5. I felt strongly that Detroit was going to cover against Green Bay this week. They didn't cover 11.5 or 11. It was fucking horrible. But I still feel better about Detroit having watched them this week.
Yeah. This is a good one for a teaser, right? Tease Baltimore down. Take them.
I don't know, man. Detroit, like these shit teams, and this is where everybody gets fucked. This is why teasers lose. Because teasers lose most of the time. You go, oh my God, how can this four-way 13-point teaser lose? Well, I don't know, but it does every fucking week. Okay, it just does. Detroit could win this fucking game outright. It's just, you got to trust the instincts of, you know, a cat. He was born in a storm drain. He got out. He's now here. He started in a storm drain. He had to get out the storm drain. Yeah.
He hasn't forgotten his roots.
No. He had to make it to a shelter.
Living in the life of luxury, but he hasn't forgotten his roots.
He had to go from a storm drain. Then he had to go to a shelter. And he had siblings. He had some sisters that were there when I got there. It was him and two sisters, right? And he had to fucking, it's like Survivor. You know, he had to outwit, outlast, outplay, except he wanted to get voted off that island. The goal is to leave. And he did. He got out. I picked him because of his guile, because of his charisma, because he's a fucking survivor.
That's right. Are you telling me he's like in his cousins, the lion cousin?
I'm saying he has the wisdom to lay off this game.
Oh, sorry. I was going one direction.
He has the wisdom to lay off this one. But he is taking the next game. The Washington football team is traveling to Buffalo. The total on this game is 45.5. Buffalo beat Miami's ass. So everybody's back on the Buffalo bandwagon again. I'm not. Well, the kitty's not. I have no... I don't care. But the cat is taking Washington football team. Now, this line... And the Dome Patrol League pick'ems, it's at +9. I saw it at +7.5 on FanDuel today. Washington football team's getting 7.5 points on the road at Buffalo. He took Washington football team.
Okay.
He wants the points. He's on the underdog.
And what do we really know about Washington? So they lost to the Clippers. I'm sorry, the Clippers.
They did lose to the Clippers. With
yes. Chargers. The other LA team.
The other LA team. One of a few LA teams.
And then they beat the Giants. So what does that even mean? You know, what can you tell from that?
That they're survivors. I don't know, man. I don't know. The cat wants football team on the road. I mean, it's just. It's the thing that's afflicted Kansas City. They put some stats up. Like, the whole world's starting to figure out that Kansas City stands for can't cover. Yeah, they're going to fucking win. They're going to cover. It's like in Monday Night Football, I was like shocked. Oh, my God. Baltimore went. No, it's not shocking. It's a 17-week season. These teams don't just fucking steamroll. Underdogs were 11-5. The house understands that more people are betting on the favorite. The cat understands on this one that you want the points. He's taking anywhere from 9 to 7.5. He's laying off the totals.
All right. I'm sold.
We're going to get to the New Orleans game a little sooner than usual this week. We're going to talk about New Orleans right now. No special treatment for the Saints. No special treatment for the Saints. New England's a 3-point favorite at home. Total on this game is 42. Vegas doesn't see a very exciting game with a lot of scoring, you know. Slow and easy, 42. I don't. I just want to watch the Saints this week and figure out what the fuck's going on.
I don't blame you. This could go anyway. It could go. There's no telling which way this could go. I wouldn't touch this at all. I wouldn't touch over under. I wouldn't touch. Yeah.
Yeah. This one's weird. You have no idea. You saw two different teams.
Absolutely. And we don't know anything about New England. They lost to Miami. What does that mean? They beat the Jets. That is meaningless.
You know, Peyton's come out and said that he wanted that they were looking at Mac Jones, and I believe him and I trust him, and I may have been wrong about Mac Jones, Alabama quarterbacks in general. But this dude, they say he can fucking read a defense. You know, New Orleans is going to be better at cornerback than they've been all year with this game.
All those folks that were out last week are still out, right?
Yeah. Just can our offense Lattimore, get it together? Our defense, well.
Lattimore's still out.
Lattimore.
Gardner-Johnson's still out, right?
No, I anticipate that you'll see Lattimore and Gardner-Johnson play. Really? I still don't think you're going to see McCoy at center. It's hard to say, you know, but I think that we're going to have – I can't pick this game.
I wouldn't touch it.
I love the Saints. They fucked me. They fucked me on my bets last week. I didn't care. That's on me.
Right.
I wasn't mad at them. I was mad at the fucking the Panthers guy that I had on the show last week. Like mid-game, they started tweeting me like, "Hey, ha ha ha! Look what's happening. You know, look, where's your Saints?" I'm like, "Why would you fucking do that?"
Right.
We're not casual. You didn't
do
fans.
That. You didn't do that to the Green Bay guy.
I didn't do that to the Green Bay guy. That's fucking ridiculous. I don't know, bro. It's like in my rush to try and make new friends, I didn't realize that there's a lot of people out there you don't want to make friends with. You know? Dale from the fucking Average Cheese Packers podcast, that dude's awesome. That guy just, you know, just different guy than I am. Different people. I think I'm different than the entire fucking Panthers fan base, though. Keep pounding.
The digital cat is kind of cool, though, that bounces around the stadium.
Yeah, the virtual.
Yeah.
Right. The WWE trick. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. The LA Clippers are traveling to Kansas City. By Clippers, of course, we mean Chargers. And Kansas City is a 6.5-point home favorite. This is one of those, Troy, like you said, I don't want to bet on additional games outside of what the Cat's doing this week, but like I want to see what the smart money is doing on this game.
Sure.
You know, so I'm going to go find Patrick Everson on Twitter like later in the week and be like, what are the smart people doing? What's the sharps doing? You know, and if the sharps and the public are very on other sides, then you know, that's one of those games I would the inner deviant is going to have to do that. What's your thoughts on the Chargers playing the Chiefs?
I think the six and a half, right? Kansas City's favorite?
Yeah, it's 6.5 to Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I wouldn't touch it.
They never fucking cover.
What's the over-under? I'm seeing 55.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would touch it.
No. No. tell you what, though, this next game, the Atlanta Falcons, taking on the New York Giants.
The New York football Giants.
The New York foot, whatever the fuck they are.
The battle of the the battle of the winless.
In New York. Atlanta's got 3 points. They're a 3-point dog. Total on this game is 47.5. The cat had a strong read on this one. He selected Atlanta. I don't know if he just liked the points or what. I mean, Atlanta's shown that they can't stop anybody. They've shown that they can score and move the ball a little bit. The Giants, fucking who? Yeah.
I can't say I agree with Uncle Baby Billy. I don't think I would touch this one. Yeah.
Yeah. He was put in a spot. He had to pick this game. And he took Atlanta. And, you know, sometimes it's like taking Atlanta is one of those things I would never do. Right? And so I'm glad that I have him to do it.
Because he's impartial. He doesn't have
He's impartial. He doesn't have the bias and hatred that I have. Right. I like this next game. Fuck. I wish I was making extra bets this week. Chicago's traveling to Cleveland. Okay. Chicago is a 7.5-point underdog. Now, Fields is going to play for Chicago.
Fields is playing.
Thank God. I mean, sorry it had to happen at the expense of an Andy Dalton injury, but like, you know, come on, like, fellas, what are we doing here? Now,
You're not a fan of the Red Rocket?
I just think these coaching staffs on their last leg, they better fucking, you know, throw it all out there. So put your fucking first round prodigy quarterback out there. He's good, you know, and he'll give him some time to figure it out. He'll figure it out and turn it around. I would have taken Chicago at 7.5 anyway if Dalton was still announced the starter here. I think Cleveland's just fake, man. I just always do. Cleveland's always fake to me, and they'll always be fake to me. Chicago's got a defense. And 7.5 points is a lot of points. 7.5 points is a lot of points. The cat took Chicago. I could not be happier.
Really?
I like it when my read coincides with his read. So I feel very comfortable with that one.
This is one of those games where you think about the narrative, you know, on SportsCenter after the, you know, that Monday, and Justin Fields is going to be all over SportsCenter.
It's one of those games where I want to see what the smarts are doing. I want to see what the sharps are doing. You know, people love, I mean, 7.5? That's a lot. You know, even the teams that are dumpster fires, they don't get, it's not like college where the shit teams get blown out. It's still close. I don't know. I'm happy the cat picked Chicago. Cincinnati's traveling to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's 3-point home favorite. Total on that game is 43.5. Big Ben, as we mentioned earlier, injured. What's that going to look like? Troy, you got any read on Cincinnati at Pittsburgh?
No, Cincinnati's fun this year. But I don't think it's going to last long. I still like Pittsburgh. They're favored by 3.
Yeah.
I like Pittsburgh.
Burrow's got a swag back.
He does. But they lost to Chicago last week.
Yeah, that's what but Chicago's no joke. I'm telling you, as crazy as it sounds, like, yes.
I know.
I'm guilty of it before the football start. I'm like, oh my God, these teams are shit. And some teams are shit. Houston shit. Jacksonville shit. Chicago is shit. But Cincinnati or Cleveland's gonna beat up on them? You know? Cincinnati, I don't know, man. This is that rivalry game. These two teams fucking hate each other. I mean,
Pittsburgh's got a stout defense, though.
Yeah. Yeah. At 43.5, that's an intriguing number. You know, but not going to bet that one. The next game, Miami is traveling to Vegas. The 2-0 Vegas Raiders with that mastermind of football, John Gruden. Total on this game is 45.5. Troy, Miami's a 3.5-point road underdog. What you think about Miami and Vegas?
I hate to say it, but I like Vegas. Do we even know who's starting for Miami?
I believe it's going to be Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I like Vegas. I hate saying it, too. I hate saying all these favorite teams. But
underdogs went 11-5. I got nothing, man. Because I'd be all over Vegas, too.
But
it's crazy. Look at the next one. The New York Jets, which everybody's just down on the Jets. Jets who lost.
Good reason.
Lost to Carolina by like 5. They're traveling.
Lost to New England.
Lost to New England. The kid threw 4 interceptions. The Jets quarterback threw 4 interceptions. Bad picks. Bad picks. I tuned over to that game and the announcer's going, they should, and like in the third quarter early, the announcer's going, they should consider taking him out right now. Denver is hosting the Jets. Denver is a 10.5-point favorite to the Jets.
They're good. Teddy's doing well, man.
I'm so happy for Teddy.
I know, right? I'm looking at the they play the Giants in Jacksonville, so that doesn't really tell you a whole lot. But they've only allowed 13 points each both games.
Right. Stout defense, shitty rookie quarterback on the other side.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But I'll tell you what I can do. The feature, I think this is going to be the biggest like feature game of the week. Tampa and the Toms are traveling to that. Look, that SoFi Stadium is fucking wild, dude. That stadium is so awesome. Yeah, I want to travel to Los Angeles when the Saints play in Los Angeles next to go to that stadium.
I'm in.
Dude, and when I've been to Los Angeles, dude, I enjoyed Los Angeles as a tourist, you know. I think it's a fun town to visit. They're hosting Tampa. This line started it actually started out.
It's a push, right?
It's moved. Like, it's one of those that flip teams, okay? So Tampa started out as a 2.5-point underdog, and they have flipped to a 1.5-point favorite on the road. And at one point was a pick'em. That's where the pick'ems for Dome Patrol got it, and that's where I have Uncle Baby Billy locked in at, is on a pick'em. But it's traveled. It is flipped teams, this line.
I don't know where this is going to go. I mean, I hope the Rams win just for our Saints division hopes, you know, but I wouldn't touch this. And what, over under 55? Is that what you got?
Yeah, and over under, I've got it at 55.5 via FanDuel.
It's going to be a fun game to watch.
It's going to be a fantastic game to watch. That's going to be.
I wouldn't touch it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be. Oh, God.
That's game of the week, right?
That's fucking Aikman. Yeah, it's Aikman and Buck.
Yeah.
God damn it. I hate that. Announcers can fuck some shit up, dude. I tried to watch the SEC game, you know.
With this would have been a great Danielson. One for Monday night with
Peyton. You get Peyton and Eli.
With the Mannings,
Dude, when they had those games in the fucking on Nickelodeon last year, I watched them. Because it was better than shit can of corn announcers. I mean, look, Romo is a joy to watch. Romo and Nance, remember that. You cherish that. You're not going to have that forever. You know, but it's a beautiful thing. Aikman and Buck, they sound agitated. They sound bothered to be there. They did the Thursday game last week. They sounded bothered to be there.
I usually mute the game when they're on.
Well, yeah, I'll have multiple screens going, so I definitely won't have the audio on theirs.
Who really enjoys them? Who enjoys Joe Buck?
Honestly? Who enjoys Joe Buck? Who enjoys? I'll take it a step further. Like I said, I mentioned college football. Is there a single fucking soul on this planet that goes, you know, I really enjoy the analysis of Gary Danielson on SEC football on CBS?
That Gary and Vern Lundquist era was the worst.
Oh, that was bad. Now it was bad, but like Vern became almost like a parody. You know, he's just like this Humpty Dumpty alcoholic that just kept fucking going. And horrible and bad. I mean, bad. Just like senile grandpa bad. But now you still got Danielson with another guy. Like, Daniel's like, no, I ain't going anywhere. Vern's going. I'm not leaving. So bad. Fucking Troy Buck and Joe Aikman.
No one likes Joe Buck. I don't understand why he has a job. No.
His dad, he's the archetype of pompous fucking analysis guy. Like, he nearly died because of hair plug surgery.
And he's what, Hall of Fame of sports broadcasting, whatever that
he's Hall of Fame of douchebags, though. Like, you nearly died because of excessive hair plug surgery. And then it ended up fucking up his voice. It fucked up his vocal cords, so he couldn't do his job.
He really is the worst.
Oh, fuck. He's the worst. The cat took Tampa at Pick'em.
Okay. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I can't refute it. Yeah.
That's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one to watch. Seattle's traveling to Minnesota. Minnesota's a 1.5 point home dog to Seattle. Of course, we're still within that first 5 weeks of the season where we've got MVP
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's crazy to me. I like Seattle.
Dude, you look at Seattle's record the first 5 weeks of the year, then you look like weeks 7 through 12. You know, and you'll go, holy fuck, Seattle scores 12 points every week, weeks 7 through 12. And, you know, because you're watching like 5 TD Russell Wilson, you know, I think I'll just throw a 60-yard bomb to lock it a couple times a game. We're still in that comfort zone of Seattle. If I was picking this game, you know, it's hard not to take the favorite when they're only favored by 1.5 points, but 55.5 total. I mean, again, this is the over. You got to take this over right here.
55.5.
You got to take that over. I'm going to add my pick to the Cats picks. Could not do it. And then we got Sunday Night Football. This one's going to be crazy. Green Bay at San Francisco. Yeah, and Green Bay didn't look bad on Monday Night Football.
Against Detroit, though.
Against Detroit. It sucks going 1-7.
What's the over-under on this one?
49.5 is the total.
Hmm. That's intriguing.
Yeah. But San Francisco's like their offense is already starting to shut down. Garoppolo looked like shit last week.
No, they put up 17 last week against Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. I picked them over 26.5.
Oof.
Yeah.
Because they put up 41. I'm looking at week one.
They put up 31 in the first half, fucking blindfolded in week one.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't touch either team on this.
Monday Night Football, you got Philadelphia traveling to Dallas. Dallas is a 3.5-point home favorite. 3.5-point home favorite to Philly. Total on this game is 51.5. Man, seems like a dogfight. Dallas has integrated the running aspect into their tool belt this past week. I mean, they came out, Dak threw it all over the yard on the Thursday night opener week one. And then this past week, you know, a lot of criticism prior to week two that Dallas wasn't running the ball enough with Zeke Elliott. And then they just went out and said, hey, we can run the fucking ball. And they did. It was weird, a lot of people picking against Dallas last week. That's one of the games that the cat got right last week. And, I mean, it, like, I love the shit on the Cowboys, but
I'm pulling for Philly, you know, go Birds, but but it's gonna be fun to watch this one.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. That's gonna be a good game, man. It's gonna be a good matchup. We're gonna see this season what Jalen Hurts is like. I'm excited. Like
I like Philly in this one.
Yeah, I like anybody getting 3.5 points against Dallas. You know what I mean? Because you feel like Dallas, if they fucking win, they're only gonna win by a field goal. So you're getting the 3.5 here.
Absolutely.
With Philly. You're getting the hook.
Absolutely.
Holy shit. We're gonna add that one to the kiddies picks.
I like the over on this too, right? What was the total?
51.5. 51.5, yeah.
I like the over.
We're making this an official pick of the pod. We're taking Philly +3.5 on the road at Dallas. Monday Night Football. Why not?
Right? Why you got not? Something to look forward to.
Why not? All right, just to recap, we're taking Tampa. Okay. Cat got it locked in as a pick'em. You might see it Tampa -1 right now. It's virtually the same. Atlanta and 3 points. I'm glad. No blood on my hands. My hands are clean. I didn't have to pick Atlanta. The cat picked Atlanta. Uncle Baby Billy also likes Green Bay with 3.5 points, +3.5 points for Green Bay. I'm also seeing this line at 4. That'd be even better, you know, if you can get it there. Chicago, +7.5. The cat is all over the points. He wants more than a touchdown. He likes that hook on the touchdown at Cleveland. So, and finally, he loves football team. And he loves football team, whether they're getting 7.5. He loves football team, whether they're getting 9. But Uncle Baby Billy, remarkably, this week went all underdogs with the exception of Tampa Bay. Something.
You can't fault him.
No, I mean, it's an interesting strategy.
That's the way the world's been turning lately.
I feel good. I feel good in his picks. And then, of course, here at the last minute, you know, I'll go ahead. I'll add the Chargers +6.5. I'll take that. I'll add that. That's an endorsed pick. I'll add Philly and 3.5. And, you know, there we are. So,
that's it.
Oh, we're taking that. We're taking that Seattle, Minnesota 55.5 over. Take the over there. So
I like it.
Troy, it's good to be back with old friends and, able to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. Is there anything that we didn't get to tonight that you want to make sure that we hit?
I think we covered it.
Good. Well, look, dude, thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. It sounds weird, but I'm a little bit worried about that we're going to get too much gambling in our faces here soon. Yeah.
It's coming, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I like Blind Melon. I like the band Blind Melon, but when the radio stations played No Rain, fucking MTV played No Rain over and over, you're like, fuck Blind Melon. I don't even like Blind Melon anymore because of this fucking No Rain song. That's what gambling's going to be like in Louisiana. It's going to be too much.
I'd say I've done actual sports betting twice in my life, like through a book.
Mm-hmm.
Once was in this random casino in Delaware, I think. And the other time was a casino cruise ship.
So I was going to say, what one of the fucking boat?
Out of Florida. Yeah. Rode around. They take you out so many miles out in the international waters, and then all the gaming starts.
And the things they had, like, that we have kiosk. To do. I mean, the things that we have to do are like comical. The thing, well, you know, yeah. Since we got in a boat, we got a little fucking barge. We got a little.
The technology's coming. I'm patient. I'll be fine. Whether it gets here in October, November next year,
that'll be fine. Like I said, yeah, I'm no longer waiting like it's fucking Christmas morning. To be honest with you. I'm disillusioned because I enjoy the space of gambling, and I want this show to be supportive and just an example of a love and appreciation of sports gambling, and it's, my voice is going to get crowded. It's just going to be people just going, give us your money. These fucking touts, dude, online. Oh, get my picks. If your fucking picks were so good, why are you trying to sell them? Just go fucking make money. Or get you a cat.
That's it.
And let him make you the money. Let him belt on the Falcons +3. That's all I got, Troy.
I was just going to say, how much better would life be if everyone had a cat?
Pussies are important. Pussies are very important.
It's true, buddy.
Yeah. Pussy's important. Troy, say goodnight.
Good night, all you beautiful people.
And we're going to see you guys next week. Thanks. Cheers. Love you. Bye.